If you would turn your Bible tonight to the book of Luke again. Matthew, Mark, and then Luke. Try to bring something here. I hope it'll be of encouragement. I know one thing, the door is wide open for forgiveness, whatever it is. Really, I'm serious. He come to save sinners, for one thing, save sinners. And the other, so that you and I can live for Him. When you mess up, get up and try it again. That's what Dad-O told us boys. He said, get out there, son. Get out there. Dust yourself off. We may even be bleeding, and I'm not kidding you. Wreck him old bicycles. Raymond knows about that kind of stuff. We'd wreck him old bicycles, man, and tear ourselves up. I got scars on me. And the blood, Dad said, well, I've seen boys die that wasn't half bad shape you're in. That's what he'd say. He taught us some character. He really did. That's the way it was. And it's good to see you all. Good to see you. Some of you, I remember when you was born. I don't Raymond. Raymond and I was getting close. We're pretty close, the same age. He's got me a little bit. But I've known him all my life. I've known him all my life. But now then, he trusts the Lord as his Savior. Now then, we're going to be forever and ever and ever. The Lord, that's a pretty good deal, I think. I really do. I think it's a good deal. All right, turn your Bibles tonight to the book of Luke, chapter 15. This is a portion of Scripture that I really like. Love the book. You know how that is. It keeps us going. And then we're going to read tonight about the prodigal son. I'm not going to deal with the deep, dark doctrinal stuff. The doctrinal stuff about this, a lot of it's clean over my head. I'll be honest with you, even in this. And we're not going to deal with that one son that didn't like it because the boy come home. That ain't what we're going to deal with at all. But there's an open door here that wants you to see. And it's really helped me as I've studied on this. And I've got help from a lot of different directions, I'll be honest on this, and I need it. All right, turn your Bibles and we'll read. Start at verse 11 of the 15th chapter of the book of Luke. All right, here we go. And he said, that's our Lord Jesus talking. And they were that bunch of Pharisees and scribes. Sometimes just read through your Bible, see what Jesus had to put up with. Every time he moved, them scribes and Pharisees found in fault with him. And so this is what this is about, by the way. Because in chapter 15, verse 1, the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with him. Glory to God. They didn't say glory to God. They were poking at him. All right, so this is part of that, if you want to, you know, really get down to it. All right, so now let's go. Here we go. I'll go ahead. Certain man had two sons. Oh, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the field to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, glory to God, excuse me, adding that. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Let's pray a minute. Father, I pray you bless these thoughts on this here. I pray, Lord, to be a help and encouragement, and whatever the need might be here tonight, Lord, I realize your arms are open. Thank you very much. Thank you, God, that I can go to you and talk to you. And Lord, when I mess up, you're there to forgive me. And I want to tell you that. I really do appreciate it. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Now I got some things wrote down, so I'm going to have my head kind of down. So I want you, but listen, please pay attention. All right. So we begin here tonight. I'm going to read these verses over again as we go through it. All right. Now then, we're going to talk tonight, like I said, about the prodigal son. And in verse 11, the Bible tells you that there was a certain man. He had two sons. All right. That's clear in your Bible. Ain't no doubt about that. Then it says, the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me, and it divided unto him his living. Now, there's something wrong with this boy. I want to tell you what's wrong with him. It's the same thing that happens to us if you're going to mess up. You know what it is? He was discontented. He was discontented. He wasn't happy where he was at. And so you want to get that down. And it's something that works in the heart and in the mind of a person. He desired to do his own thing. And this was the beginning of all his downfall. I'll do it my way. Sin is acting on your own against God. Think about Eve. Think about Adam. Remember that? And you find out that Eve, after she saw that fruit, that it was good for food to be, to be eaten. And old Satan, I can just see him there, that serpent. And that was Satan. And he showed him about how good it was. And it was just more than she could stand. And she eat it and give to her husband with her. And he did eat. And you know what's going to happen to all of us? We're going to die. You say, why? Because it goes right back to Adam and Eve. You say, well, that's a dirty deal. You can say whatever you want to say. I want to tell you, you can blame God. You can point your finger at him and say, I didn't have anything to do with that. But I want to tell you something, my dear friend. We're going to die anyway. We're going to die. It's appointed a man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. And whatever your sin may be tonight, or whatever that may be tempting you and wooing you, you better watch out. I want to tell you something. Hear this young man, my dear friend, and look what his daddy did. Do you realize that there's not a word in this anywhere that his dad tried to talk him out of it? And I want to talk to you some here. This young man knew better. And by the gist of the whole story, you read it three or four times, you'll get it. That young man knew better when he left. And there are times when God Almighty will let us, my dear friends, strike out on our own if you want to, and fall flat on your face. I remember arguing with a preacher friend of ours because his son was a renegade. And that was way back there, and I'm not going to get into all that. But he said, I'll tell you what, you remember this young man right here? And I said, yeah, I remember that. And he said, there's times when they know better, and they'll just go and do it anyway, and so what are you going to do? And my dear friend, God in heaven, he didn't notice that, just think that. What did he do? He divided his living with all them. Sometimes, like I say again, the Lord will let you have your way. My dad used to tell us, I can bring up daddy again. My dad said, just go ahead, son. Go ahead. We'd just bagging. And I'd say, oh, daddy, can we? He said, all right, go ahead. And get hurt. Just see if I care. He said, Dad, do that? Yeah, he loved me. Yes, sir. And my dear friend, that put a terror in me. It really did. I'm honest with you. I'm not making this story up. It's something that actually happened when I was a kid. I'm honest with you. That's what Dad would say. Okay, Kenneth, go ahead. Go ahead, go out there and kill yourself. See if I care. I want to do something stupid. And so on. But that brought some things back. Now, the boy thinks, now this is thinking on this fellow's part. Now, I'm not, like I said, I'm not bringing this as a backslider. I'm not bringing this as a lost sinner. I'm bringing this to us. I'm applying this to us, okay? You understand? Like I said, it's not what you call a doctrinal message. All right, the boy thinks, and I wrote this down here. He said, when he struck out, now look at your Bible. In not many days, look at verse 13. He's going to strike out on his own now. Not many days after the youngest son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. You know that I can just see that boy. Whew, finally, I'm out from under daddy. I just see it. I've seen it happen over and over and over again in my 57 years of being saved and 53, 4, whatever it is that we've been preaching. And I've seen it over and over again. I tell you, I got it figured out. I can handle this. Oh, you will, all right. And my dear friend, down you'll go. You want to be careful. Listen to your pastor. Listen to him as he stands up here. I listened to him. You said, well, you're a lot older than he is. It makes no difference. Somebody brings something the way he brings it out of the Word of God. My dear friend, I listen to him. I've listened to that one of his. One of them were they the select one? And I don't know how many times I've listened to that. Why? Because I get something that'll help me out. Amen. And you better listen. You say, well, that's true. I can do it my way. Help yourself. That's all I know. And I say that with kindness. You go ahead right ahead, but you better listen to some counsel. The Bible said, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. All right. So, that's what he thought. He thought, well, all my restraints are loose now. And my dear friend, it was a downward spiral. Right down, 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 down. All right. So, you'll get to that in a minute. So, he took his journey. And he took his journey, and I wrote this down here, copied it from somebody. It's the same distance for all, hell if no turning. The same distance for everybody. When you turn from what you know is right, and my dear friend, if you're not saved in that, and you turn from the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and say, I'll do it my way, and at the end everything's going to be all right. It's the same downward spiral, and the downward spiral winds you right up in hellfire to be cast in later to the lake of fire, which you can read that in your Bible in the book of Revelation. Far from mom and daddy now, far from daddy, far from godly influence, and my dear friend, it's a downward way. It's a downward way. You remember when you just saw dad? You remember when you was a kid raised up, you'd been doing something you shouldn't have done, and just to look at daddy, you know what I mean? I know you children, you kids don't know what I mean because you do some good all the time. That's good. Amen, son. Just keep trapping. Lord can talk to you out there in the woods. But anyway, amen. You understand what I mean? That's the truth. That's the truth. You remember it? And you then, and your little old kids, you know, we had four of them. We thought once in a while we had six or seven. I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. Well, who in the world did it anyway? My mom and I didn't do it, but it's something about that running and hiding. You got that way back there in Adam and Eve, and I'll not go back there, but all of you know the story of Adam and Eve when God came and said, Adam, where art thou? And what had happened? They'd hid themselves and tried to cover themselves with their own works. They did, and we'll not get into that. All right, so down he goes. And also in the book of this chapter, the Bible says in the latter part of that, notice he wasted his substance with riotous living. He wasted his stomach, pride and fullness of bread. I come across something. All of you know this verse. I wrote it down this afternoon on this piece of paper. It's found in the book of Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 49. Now, I never saw this for this part right here until the other day, so I'm going to read it to you. You say, how many years are you behind? Oh, about 60. All right. Behold, this was the iniquity. I'm reading the verse. This was the iniquity of Sodom. You know what the first one it says? How many of you know what the first word is? Pride. Do you know what they call them Sodomite pride marches? Gay pride. There's no... Well, anyway, this book is so far ahead. I got my paper up here like it's a Bible. But it is a Bible verse. Now watch, I'm going to read it. Behold, this was the iniquity of Sodom. That's where we get the word sodomy. Sodom. Pride. Fullness of bread. And abundance of idleness was in her daughter. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. You lazy bums. Somebody told me a funny one. This is, I don't tell jokes, but I'm going to tell this deal here. It wasn't a joke. They was having these riots here a while back. Remember all that mess that was going on? And, I mean, the streets are just full, like up here in I believe this happened up here in, just in St. Louis area. Remember when all that took place? Fella told me, he said, you know something, Kenneth? Said there was two people called in that they wasn't going to be in work that day. He said, I ain't got that. Just hang on a minute, you'll get it. You say, what's the problem? Laziness, fullness of bread, And notice something else on that thing. Strengthen the hand. Lazy bums. Couch taters. That's what they are. I'm as serious as I can be. Do you ever wonder? Here it is, Thursday, out on the street rioting. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, out on the street rioting. Where in the world, how do they eat? Well, you see, we have to break into stores. That's what they're doing. I know. All right. I know you folks know all this stuff. Amen. All right. Riotous living. That's what it says about him. And notice, you remember his brother said that something about him. And no doubt the word had got back to that daddy, and he didn't pay no attention to it. But this one brother had told him, you know, that because he was angry. And he had told him, you know, that he had wasted his substance, you know, with all that riotous living with the loose women, the harlots. Notice down in verse 30, if you want to look at it. But as soon as this thy son, didn't say his brother, I'll not get into all this stuff, was come, which hath devoured thy living, it wasn't his, he gave it to his son, but anyway, we're not getting to all that, thy living with harlots, and thou hast killed for him the fatted calf and so on. That, I'm going to tell you something, I don't want to chase no rabbit here, that brother knew a lot. I've wondered sometimes if that brother wasn't the instigator of that thing. But anyway, we'll not get into that. You say, well, I ain't no Bible on that. Well, I know there ain't. I'm just telling you, you ought to think about that. You better watch out who your friends are. Now, and if a brother, it's in the Bible, by the way. I don't care if it's your wife or your brother or your sister or your uncle or your husband or wife. My dear friend, try to get you into idolatry. You better run. And I don't mean run to them. You better run to God, get on your knees, and get that thing squared up. Amen. That's right. That's right. All right. You see, that Old Testament stuff, I don't mean anything. You better get to reading it. It ain't going to hurt you. And it won't hurt me. All right. Now let's go on. Now then, in verse 14, we're going right on down. And when he had spent all, that's always going to happen. Always going to happen. He'd spent all. And I want to say this. The Bible talks about this. That there's pleasure in sin for a season. It's seasonal. It is. It is. And so he'd spent all. And then the Bible tells you that there was a mighty famine in the land. And that's the way she goes. Now what's he going to do? He's going to end up like that woman. Like that, not the woman. But the fellow over there in Psalm 30:15, it talks about the horse leaps. Have two daughters crying, give ye, give ye. He was starving to death. And not one friend. Right. You better get that. And if somebody listens to this, you better get it. That's all I know. Amen. And because you'll end up, when you spend all, you're not going to have anything left. You're not going to have any friends. Amen. Amen. Well, that's what happened to him. The Bible says in verse 14 there, now watch it. And when he was spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. That's what it says there, didn't it? He began to be in want. The world, worldly pleasure, I want to say this, I wrote it down here, never satisfies. Nope. And, And so you want to get that in mind. Now, this really happened when I'm fixing to tell you, it ain't a joke. Many years ago, we was passing down in south, down there in Arkansas, where we're at now in that area. We was out for, 30 years, Mom? Something like that. Well, about 20-some-odd years ago, we had a young man in the church. He thought, well, you know, I'm going to have myself a good time. And he'd come in on Sunday morning and sleep right through the service. Well, I told you exactly what was going on. I mean, I can understand you being sick or something like that. And I can understand you working all night and coming to church and dozing off. I'm not going to jump all over you. But this thing, I knew what was going on. So we were sitting over by where you're at, young man. And I went over and he's sitting there sound asleep. And I went over and woke him up. His folks didn't like that. But I went and woke him up anyway. And and then after that, he kind of come and went and come and went. I tried to help him. Several years ago, I went to where he was living. His family had already wrecked. I'm talking about his wife, gone. Talking about his children, gone. And so on and so forth. A wreck. And I said, son, And I went to his apartment and talked to him. And I said, "You need to get back down there. Come on back down to church, man. I mean, we'll receive you. Come on. If you get things right. Get it right with your mom and anyway, your wife and all that stuff." Well, he didn't listen. Well, just a month or so back, we were going into town. And pulled off there, got exit 46. And I saw this fellow standing on the left side of the road with a sign. You see him? Standing on the side of the road with a sign. Homeless. Whatever you give, help me. And I know it looked suspicious. But I know him, even though he had a beard. And ain't nothing wrong with beards now. Somebody tried to disprove. I'll throw this in for the fun of it. Somebody tried to disprove here a while back from the Bible that a man shouldn't have a beard. You ever hear them idiots? But anyway, we'll get off of that. Well, and so anyway, here we are, and he stands beside the road with his sign. The next time we come by, I recognized him. I rolled the window down. I said, "Is that you?" He said, "Yeah, it's me." And we drove on. The next time we come by, I give him $10. He said, "You're crazy." I wanted to roll out the carpet. I wanted to do everything. Well, the next time we come by, he was standing out there, and I said, "Where do you live? Where are you staying?" And he pointed to the woods. He said, "I stand at 10 over here in the woods." He said, "What's the problem?" He took a journey into a far country. And he's still there. And he won't come home. Now, daddy's dead and gone. He can't get right there. His mama's dead and gone. He can't get right there. He's lost all of his children. He can't get right there. But there's one. There's one he can go to. The Father up above. Looking down in love. And it's beyond me. Now, I want to say this here. I'm not one of these fellows that says God just loves everybody unconditionally. I want you getting something. Hang on to your hat now when I say what I'm going to say. The Bible says God commendeth His love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What does commend mean? Look it up. We're in a mess like this prodigal. We get in a message. You know what God does? It happened to me 57 years ago. I was a sinner going straight to hell. And I knew it. And my dear friend, God commended. He offered it. And right there on the cross, we offered it. And man, when I accepted that, He engulfed me in his love. Amen. All right. Enough said. Let's go. All right. So I wanted to throw that out there too. Let's think about it. Now look on down in verse 15. Now here's what verse 15. Now watch it. The Bible said, "And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the field to feed swine." He joined himself to a citizen of the country. I want to say this again. The son who sought freedom from dad's control now becomes dependent upon a stranger. Now that's a mess. And father's still at home. He's sent out to feed swine. Now if this is dealing with a Jew, which there's a lot of indication this is dealing with the Jews nation and all that. Do you realize what he's just doing? The Bible says he feigned. No, let's read it. You'll get it here. Now watch. Famine in the land, he began to be in want, so he joined in order, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would fain, notice that, have filled his belly with the husk of that the swine did eat, and no man gave it to him. Boy, he ended up, he threw out everything. He had the cash to deal out. He had girls just wrapped around his arms, and so on and so forth. But man, when it was all gone, he was sunk. And now then he's out feeding hogs. We talked about hogs today there. They'll eat anything. They'd eat him too if he had to. Anyway. You mean they eat? Yeah. The Bible is very clean. He would have fainted and filled his belly. The Hogs were better off than the prodigal. At least they had their belly full. The prodigal didn't have nothing. That's just the way it is. You say, man, this is a pitiful situation. Yeah, but it gets better. And you want to get to mind too, as we said a while ago, that sin is and sensual living is a pleasure, but it's seasonal and it never satisfied. Never satisfied. Okay, one more time. Never satisfies. Not really. There ain't but one thing that'll satisfy, and that's that deep down knowing from this book that you're heaven bound. Amen. Oh, John said, I've written these things into you that you may know that you have eternal life. Amen. Let's go on. Now, he would have filled his belly with the husk, but nobody gave to him. No man. No man gave unto him. What a mess. He went from banqueting and partying to feeding hogs and starving half to death. That's what he did. You said, really? Yeah. Just like my friend. I think about him almost every day down there. I hope and pray to God we get another chance to witness to him. I haven't seen him for a little while. He ain't been out there. Maybe he'll be out there for a day or two. Well, I'm going to stop, get him in the van, and take him for a ride. All right. This will be a good one. All right, verse 18. Notice what he says. And I will arise. He's going to do something here. I will. Notice. I will arise and go to my Father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Amen. Now, there's what it takes. That's it. That's it. I don't know what your need might be, but that's the problem. And that's what, how can you get it fixed up? Go to the Father and say, Father, I have sinned against, notice what's first, heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. That's what he said. Isn't that amazing? He come down, man, off his high horse. He went out strutting his stuff and holding his bankroll. But son, he come back. His dad, the first thing his dad does, now you want to get this, first thing his daddy does, he put a robe on him. Now, not getting into all the pictures out, but I want to show you this right here. And my dear friend, he was half naked. All his fancy clothes gone. He didn't even have on any shoes. What a mess to get into. But sin will take you low, 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 low. What's that expression? Sin will take you farther than you want to go, make you stay longer than you want to stay, and make you pay more than you want to pay. And that's the truth. You say, what's the deal? Keep short accounts with the Lord. All right. All right. When he came to himself, his heart aim toward home. Amen. He said, I will. There you go. That's what it takes. What's your will? Your will. I will. That's what it said. Look at it. I will. It's verse 18. I will arise and go to my Father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. All right, so he's heading home. The prodigal. Do you realize, well, we'll get to that maybe in a minute. I don't even know. But I want to say it right now in case I forget it. You realize he doesn't make one excuse. Did you notice that? Read it 10 times. You won't find him ever making one excuse. Not one. Not one. Well, it's my daddy. It's my mama. And oh, it's that boss man. I've heard that 50-some-odd years, man. It makes me sick. You and I are responsible to God. I don't care what daddy does, what mama does, what the preacher does, what the deacon does, what somebody done you a dirty deal. You still stand before God. The Bible said, thou an inexcusable old man. You don't have an excuse. Jesus Christ died for you, was buried for you, and rose again. And God commendeth his love towards you. And while you're a sinner, Christ died for you. Now what are you going to do about it? Amen. I want to tell you, you're going to have to come to yourself like this prodigal did and say, I will arise and go to my Father. Amen. You say, well, my daddy's already dead. You go to your Father. I'm talking about the Heavenly Father. That's the one he mentioned first. I'll rise, go to my Father, and I'll say to my Father, I've sinned against heaven. There you go. There you go. Rest of it will work out. Amen. Okay, the Bible said he arose. He said,
What does that mean? He saw how low he was. You've got to see how low you are before you'll ever get up. That's just the way it is. Now, and you've got something working here. You've got a repentant heart and faith working right together. I'll go to my Father. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell him some things. And he told him. And you'll see what, see the result in just a minute. All right. The Bible says in verse 20, and he arose. I'm going to read it. Now, here we go. And he rose and came to his father. But when he was a great way off, that laugh ain't in there. I just can't keep up. This is good stuff right here, man. This is good. His father saw him and had compassion. Amen. You and I serve a compassionate Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. I would beard it out if it wasn't. Now, let's just be honest with you. All right. Oh, he had compassion, and he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. You said, man, he just got out of the hog pen. I want to tell you something. The Father in heaven, you realize you're in the hog pen of sin. You get up and come to the Father. He'll receive you. His arms wide open if you're not saved. And if you are saved, you've been living like the devil. Get out of that hog pen, man. Get up. Go on. All right. Then when the Bible said his daddy saw him a great way off. And that's the way the Lord does. Dad sees the prodigal. Praise the Lord. And so on. All right. And the Bible also says in that verse he had compassion. He had compassion. And that's good. And verse 20, the Bible is telling us that he ran. And I wrote this down. God is in a hurry to welcome returning prodigals. Slow the steps of repentance, but swift are the feet of forgiveness. How many of you, really, now let's be honest with us. How many of you have come with a load of sin before God? And you get out on your knees and say, Lord, I messed up a while ago. I said something I shouldn't say or whatever it might have been. And you're guilty, you feel that guilt all over you. And when you confess that thing to the Father, it's just like a, Isn't that good? Well, anyway. You said, you must know. Well, yes. Yes, I do. All right. You said, well, you're in a mess, ain't you? Yep. All right. All right, he said to his father, not old man. Yeah. I better not hear a child. I know I'll be in jail, but I better not hear a child, a teenager, call dad or mom the old lady or the old man. I'll punch them out. You say, you'll go to jail. At least they'll know there's one man in there. Amen. That old man stuff, man, that's wicked. And I tell you, that's exactly the attitude of this young man on that downward trail. Just an old man, old woman. I don't know where his mother was. She probably prayed herself to death, died somewhere. Don't say nothing about the mother. We'll not deal with that either. All right. He said, I've sinned. No excuses. Now look how he finished. I'm going to finish up here, but look what he said. This is good, I think. All right. The son said to the father exactly what he said he was going to say. Did you get that? Now watch. Verse 20. I mean to the letter. Now watch. You watch the father cut him off. He said, what? Now watch. Now, what did he say over here? I'm going to read this so you'll get it. He rose. He said, I'm going to go to the Father. And he's going to say, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And, notice that, it's a continual sentence. And am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. That's what he said, right? All right, watch what he's doing here. Exactly, word for word. He said, he comes to his daddy. His daddy falls on him, kisses his neck. He could have shut his mouth right then, but son, he said he's going to do something, and he's going to do it, and he got a heart that's broken. Watch what he does. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven. Exactly what he said he's going to do. And in thy sight, number two, and am no worthy to be called thy son. But right in the middle of everything, he didn't even get to say, make me as one of thy hired servants. You said, really? No, because there's that little but come in there. See it? B-U-T. The father said to the servant, bring forth the best robe. There he is. I told you, come in, man. He was a mess. And barefooted. But this is strange right here. Now, watch what he does first. He puts a robe on him, right? The embarrassment. It's gone. But what's what the next thing he does? Puts a ring on his finger before he puts shoes on his feet. Now, here's something that I read. I'm just going to tell you what I read. All right? Everybody understand? I'm reading. I'm going to tell you what I read. Back in the early 1800s, a preacher told about, it's in his writing. What's the fellow that I quote all the time, Mom? In that big old book about this big and, Talmage. I read it with Talmage. And DeWitt Talmage said that there was this fellow that run this little, kind of like a rescue mission. And so one Sunday, he brought a bunch of children that from the rescue mission to sing. And they sang their songs there at Brother Talmage's church. And at the end of it, the fellow that run the rescue mission for these little children that had no home said, if anybody wants to adopt these children, any of them, just let me know. The fellow raised his hand back there, Richie feller. He said, I'll take the little girl right here, so on. And so we did. And Oprah Talmage said a few days later, this little girl and her new adopted daddy, however you want to put it there, come in to church there. And this little girl had all of her clothes, what stuff that she had, going to pass it on to somebody else. And they noticed a ring on her finger. And it was an adoption ring. Now, I'd heard of that before. So I looked that up. You can buy them. But your adoption, you've been adopted, brothers and sisters. And that ring that God puts on you is a heart thing. Just like I wear this ring here. I broke the finger here a while back and stuff. I couldn't wear it for a while. Come on, bored of that. Anyway, and so that right there, that shows my love to her and her love to me. Right there. See that ring? My wife and I became one. And like Brother Miller said this, it's strange how the Lord works things. Brother Miller said on his tab, never forgot it. He said, God, in his addition, he took two and made one. He said that. And that's the truth. When you trust Jesus Christ and everything between you and God is all fixed up. Brother, sister, you're in his body. Say, where do you get this stuff? Out of this book. I'm in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is in me. So when did that happen? 57 years ago at Shady Nook. And I'm a child of the King. Hallelujah. Happy. Happy time here. Happy time here with the Father in the house. It was all good. There's rejoicing. The Bible said there's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repented more than what is it? How many? 99, however many it is. That need no repentance. I'm getting old, senile. Anyway, it's just amazing. Old Billy Kelly, I might sing one verse of it. Brother said something about it. Billy Kelly, he was a great big fella. I heard him preach. I've heard him. He's dead and gone now. But he had a song called The Prodigal Son. Now, I'm not a singer, so but just get the message. He sang a song, something like this. He said, like the prodigal son, I wandered in darkness. I traded my life for a worldly good time. But he says, in one of the verses, said, but I got so tired eating after the swine. He said, I think I'll go home and eat with the Father. Table is spread and they're waiting for me. That's enough. What a Savior. You said, you mean the Lord's ready to forgive? Yeah, He's ready to forgive. He died so He could forgive you. He was buried and rose again the third day so you could be right with Him. He wants you to. Oh, He called out to Adam, where art thou? And He says, get up, where are you at?
I'd come to him out in the hog pen, Lord. He said, get out of there, son. He called me son. Woo! He said, how did he do that? Bible said in John 1:12, and I'm closing, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Well, let's pray again. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. Whatever the need might be here tonight, I hope they got the idea. And Lord, unsaved, I pray they'll come. Saved, Lord, wandering around. God, help them get their heart and everything fixed up, Lord, with you. Help them to humble themselves and carry on, Lord. Carry on. That's what you used to tell us, Uncle Sam. Lord, what a day. The man would get done with it and he'd say, okay, carry on, soldier. Lord, help us to carry on. Please, in Jesus' name, amen. I thank you all for your kindness to us. Thank you. Won't be long, brothers. Keep steady as you go.